I am, therefore I think. I am, therefore I think. This is a statement that is powerful and magnificent. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I am, therefore I think. Previously, the phrase went, I think, therefore I am. I think, therefore I am. I have the ability to have something go on in my intelligence. Therefore I am. But I am, therefore I think. I live. I have my expression. I have my beingness. Therefore I am able to think. Thought itself is a system revealed out of the spirit, body, mind, and environment around us. Thought itself is a system revealed out of the spirit, mind, the spirit, brain, body, and environment around us. Our environment, our milieu, our ambience, our setting, our background for who and what we are, how we think, and how we live. This is the magic of all that we are. This is the magic that goes on. But I think, therefore I am. I am, therefore I think. So, if I were not in existence, I could not think. If I were not being, living, expressing myself, being a wonderful, dynamic expression of all that's good, I could not be. I am. I am that I am. This is biblical teaching. This is psychological teaching. This is philosophical teaching through all ages. I am. And it should be, I am. And because I am, I can think. Because I can think, I make up thoughts. And these thoughts are made up out of the environment around me. They're made up out of the circumstances around me. They're made up out of the world around me in its most beautiful and its most magnificent way. Where does thought come from? Well, all thought exists already. All thought already exists in its allness. Every possible thought, every possible idea, every possible expression, every possible existence already exists. And that existence is in us and in all. And as I turn my attention to anything or any direction or any attitude, all the thoughts that shower in around that attitude are mine. When I think of car, I think of all things that go to make up a car. When I think of a body, I think of all things that go to make up a body. I think of the ambience of the body. I think of its message, its activity. When I think of the brain, the universal mind has all knowledge in it, all experience in it, all thoughts in it. And my brain is receptive to those thoughts because those thoughts are within my brain now, and I utilize them as I am. This is my reality. My reality is I am. And my reality as I am sets all thoughts into expression, sets all thoughts into beingness, gives all thoughts relativity, and gives all thoughts the expression that it exists. Thought itself is the system revealed out of spirit, brain, and body, and environment around us. Thought itself is the system revealed out. Now, what is that system? How does that system bring forth that which it is? How does that system express that which it is? How does that system manifest in my world, in my life, in my expression, what it is? Well, if I'm going to think of anything, I'm going to think of a beautiful sculpture, it's already in my mind. and I bring it forth. I might use a model to give me an idea of certain aspects or to encourage me in my work on my creativity, but the actual idea, the actual fulfillment already exists. I'm not adding anything new to it. I'm not adding, making it something different. What it is what it is existing right now in my mind. What it is existing right now in my experience. Everything exists right now. I know the allness of the universe. You do too. The allness of the universe is known to all of us because I am, because you are, because we are. Because we are, it is known to us. If we were not, if we did not exist, we would not have that ability to know it. But because we have that knowingness, that ability to know the being I am, we are able to be aware of and experience all that the universal awareness, all that the universal isness is in us. Now, this is a rather grand thought. It's a rather outstanding thought, saying something very remarkable and very unusual to us, but it is the truth nonetheless. It is who and what we are. It is where we are going and what we want to make of it. We have the capacity to know all things. We have the capacity to have a thinking system that can be aware of all of the universal attitudes, all the universal experiences, all the universal isness, and not only be aware of it, but understand it and touch it mentally, spiritually, awareness. We have that ability, for that is what we are. Just as the Creator God, in our thinking of God as a creator, as an allness creator, so we are created in this allness creator's creation, and we are this allness. We are essentially the creator. We are the creator, and as the creator, we have that allness within us. Now, why do we want to know about the allness? Why do we want to know about the cosmos? Why do we want to know about the universe? Why do we want to know about people living in other dimensions of consciousness? Why do we want to know that? Why do we want to know these 11 states of consciousness, these 11 dimensions that science wants to tell us exist? They're telling us we live in 1, 2, that we understand. 3 dimensions, that we still comprehend pretty well. The 4th dimension becomes a little more obtuse to us, a little more difficult to understand. And more dimensions than that become even more strident to our awareness. But we do know it. We do know it. I am, therefore I think. I am, and the existence is. I have that existence. I have that am-ness. I am that I am that I am. I know all things. I am the awareness of all in the universe. Now, of what benefit is it to me or to anybody else to know all that there is in the universe? To what benefit is it to us to be aware of the cosmos, to be aware of the isness, to be aware of how things function, how things operate, how the brain works, how the blood system works, how the body works? Well, of what benefit is it to us to know all these things? Well, in truth, there's no benefit whatsoever, for we already do know it. The benefit comes in working harmoniously with all of the functions that we are, working harmoniously with our bodies, with our minds, with our spirit, working harmoniously with our universe, working harmoniously with our environment, working harmoniously with the melee of all that is, being one as the ambience of the world in which we live, the environment in which we live, being one as it. Oh, yes, that is a beautiful thing. And as we are able to do that, then we come to the structural realization of why we can say that we are this wonderful thing. Then we come to the realization of why we can say, I am, therefore I think. Not I think, therefore I am. But I am, therefore I think, because I am the allness. Thought itself is a system revealed out of the spirit, brain, body, and environment around us. It is the setting, it is the background for all of our activity. This is why we, as the divine, why we, as the allness, are able to live in this awareness of absolute magnificence under all circumstances. We live in this absolute awareness, and we are aware. Now, the more we deny that we're aware, the less we appreciate the awareness. The more we claim the awareness, and the more we say, I am, therefore I think, the more we enjoy all that we are. This is our reality. This is who we are. This is the delight and joy of being the I am. I am that I am. And it is done now and forevermore in our spirit, mind, and body, our world, our environment. And it's a wonderful program. It's a wonderful program. And we live that wonderful program now.